Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers. Whether you're back to homeschool or not, avoiding today's six parenting traps that I'll describe can help you to have a more successful homeschool year. Before I get into them, though, I want to invite you to subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm going to be sharing videos there 2 to 3 times a month once again. Find me at youtube.com/psychowith6. Now I'd like to thank my sponsor for this episode, Hebrew for Homeschoolers. Listen as Anna Willis explains why this class will be a blessing to your homeschool.
Shalom, I'm Anna from Hebrew for Homeschoolers. Learn Hebrew in only 10 weeks in a super fun way. Can you imagine you and your kids learning to read, write, and speak the very language of Jesus and our heroes of the Bible? What if this could unlock an amazing and much deeper understanding of the Word of God? What if learning Hebrew can open doors bigger than you could ever known in your life? What if this can bring you a personal revival like never before? I'm passionate about Hebrew for many reasons. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew, and the whole New Testament was written by Jewish men. Jesus and his disciples read the Holy Scriptures and prayed in Hebrew daily. Martin Luther said once, "Hebrew is the best language to learn of all. No one can really understand Scripture without it." And boy, he was so right. Did you know we lose a lot with Bible translations? And not knowing and understanding the cultural background or idioms and expressions in Hebrew? Hebrew for Homeschoolers is no ordinary language program. It's going to help you grow stronger in your faith. What will Hebrew for Homeschoolers 10-week beginners level 1 teach you? You're going to learn to read and write the Hebrew alphabet. You're going to learn numbers and colors and shapes and greetings, basic vocabulary, biblical vocabulary, and even Hebrew songs. In only 10 weeks, you and your children will be able to read, write, and speak basic Hebrew and have conversations. How fun this can be! Here's what parents are saying about Hebrew for homeschoolers. "I have always wanted to learn Hebrew so I could teach it to my children, but it seemed like such a daunting task. Anna has made learning Hebrew not only an attainable goal, but she does it in an engaging and fun environment. She breaks it down in a way that is easy to remember and gives you all the tools you need to learn right alongside your kiddos. I'm so glad we found Hebrew for homeschoolers." Tiffany Andrews, homeschool mama and blogger at The Outmatched Mama. "My two daughters and I have been enjoying the classes. I'm really learning a lot about Jewish culture, which I believe is important. My girls really like the songs that Mrs. Willis teaches. Anna is a very beautiful lady. Her passion for Hebrew is evident, which makes her the perfect choice for a teacher. We're always looking forward to the next class." Tamara Willis Smith, homeschool mom. "Our family really enjoyed Hebrew for homeschoolers. The fact that Anna brings live classes to our home combined with her natural teaching ability made learning the foundations of Hebrew language so easy. Whether you have a little Hebrew under your belt like us or none at all, Anna shows you how to take what you learn and put it into immediate use by also teaching greetings, songs, and common things spoken in everyday conversations. Not to mention, if you can't tune in live, the replays are available immediately to watch at your convenience. If you are looking for a foreign language to study for personal extracurricular use, I highly recommend Hebrew for Homeschoolers with Anna." Michelle Huddeston, homeschool mama and blogger at With the Huddestons. You're probably asking yourself, isn't Hebrew too hard to learn? Not at all. It is much easier than you think. In fact, one of the things that makes Hebrew so easy to learn is that the Hebrew letters always have the same sounds. Learning Hebrew is easy, fascinating, and fun. In fact, so easy that I can teach you how to read and write in Hebrew in only 4 lessons. Our full enrollments are open right now, and I would love to have you joining us. Check out Hebrew for Homeschoolers today. This fall semester, learn a new language and grow your faith with Hebrew for Homeschoolers.
Now for this week's topic, 6 parenting traps that prevent homeschool success. The first one is the most important. If you don't have a discipline plan for your homeschool, you will struggle. Having disobedient, unresponsive kids is the number one complaint I hear from homeschooling parents. Nothing has the capacity to waylay your homeschool plans like not having a plan for discipline. It's true that some parents don't have any plan for disciplining their children. Disrespect and disregard for parents' authority are explained away as a result of a child's immaturity, a stage, or a diagnosis like oppositional defiant disorder. Failure to respond to kids' tests of your authority for whatever reason is a recipe for disaster. A child who isn't disciplined feels unloved. I have had kids tell me this word for word. A child who isn't disciplined will struggle in school, career, and relationships. Their risk of imprisonment is high, and their life expectancy is low. God commands us to discipline children for a good reason. There are parents who have had no discipline plan because they don't understand the importance of discipline. However, there are parents who understand the need to discipline. They adopt a plan they read in a book or hear about from someone else, but it doesn't work. So they typically flail around trying to find a plan that will work. I was firmly in this second camp. I did discipline my kids, but I was constantly trying plans that weren't a good fit for me and my family. I would create a chart of consequences that I really didn't agree with, and truth be told, knew I would not implement. So I felt like a failure, and my kids knew they could get away with misbehavior as long as it wasn't disrespect. My discipline plan now is to tell my child that I will get back to him or her with the consequence. At times, I know what I want to do. I will find them, take away a privilege, or make them work for me to pay me back for the time they've cost me. But when I don't know, I no longer have the anxiety of wondering what the right consequence is. I can calm down, pray about it, discuss it with my husband, and give the consequence. I have older children, and infractions aren't commonplace. If you have young children, decide how you're going to discipline the common issues now. Come to agreement with your spouse. One strategy I commonly recommend is from Dr. Kevin Lehman's How to Have a New Kid by Friday. If your child misbehaves, the next time he or she wants something, the answer is no. It works. The second trap is related to the first. It's deciding to give a child a pass on discipline because of special circumstances. Perhaps your child has special needs, has had an illness, or has had parents divorce. The effect of having no discipline is much more of a handicap than any physical, emotional, or social struggle your child may have. The story of Helen Keller is an excellent example. I feel sorrier for children who aren't disciplined than those who have some type of disability. If you have more than one child and you aren't sure if you are neglecting discipline with one of them, ask your other children. They're likely to tell you that you aren't correcting misbehavior when you should be. Discipline doesn't mean being angry, harsh, or unkind. It means correcting and training inappropriate behavior. Even children with developmental disabilities can be trained to respect others and the rules you have in your family. The third parenting trap that will limit your homeschool success is not requiring your kids to do chores. I have had parents be amazed by my kids' chore chart or ask me how to make kids do chores. Chores give kids self-esteem important life skills, and they teach discipline. If you don't expect your children to do age-appropriate chores, you are denying them an important learning opportunity. I'm often asked how to get young children to pick up toys. First, give kids a warning of when you'll clean up. Even better, make picking up a part of your routine. Routines get much less flack than unexpected cleanups. You may want to use music to motivate. And most importantly, have a happy, energetic attitude about doing chores. I often used my hand to guide little ones' hands in picking up until they got into the spirit. With older kids, I have found that changing the way we do chores regularly keeps the kids motivated. Just about any approach can work for a while. Parenting trap number 4 that can interfere with homeschool success is not having limits on screen time. I am not going to prescribe what those boundaries are, but if you allow screen time when chores aren't complete and schoolwork isn't done, you're going to have problems. If screen time keeps your kids up late so they're too tired to do anything else, you're going to have a problem with that too. Decide on a policy that works for your family. We have had a lot of policies over the years. We only allowed gaming on weekends. We only allowed gaming on special occasions. We have had time limits and schedules. The best policy for us has been no screen time until other responsibilities are complete. We have only instituted limits at night for our older teens when a problem occurs. If you are interested in alternatives to video games for your kids, listen to the episode I did on that topic. The 5th parenting trap that can interfere with homeschooling success is not inspecting what you expect. If you decide to make screen time contingent on doing chores, you are avoiding 3 parenting traps I've discussed. Yay you! But if you don't make sure the chores are actually done before you agree to screen time, you're likely to be disappointed and even angry. The fact is, our nature is to see what we can get away with. Kids will always test boundaries. If they can get away with not cleaning the bathroom and watching TV, they'll do it. So it's up to us to monitor and check that the work is done. If we do this consistently, we'll have disciplined kids and we'll be happy too. I shared in a blog post how I failed to check my kids' math homework for too long. Let's just say I wasn't happy. To help ensure homeschool success, inspect what you expect. Finally, a parenting trap you may not expect is not making your marriage a priority. When we focus on the kids, their activities, and their lessons, and we have nothing left to give to our spouse, our homeschool is at risk. The number one reason we will have our homeschool records drug into court is because our spouse is suing us in a divorce. Giving to your spouse is important to keep him happy. We don't want him longing for the pre-homeschooling days when he got more of our attention. At the same time, investing in the marriage makes us happy too. The more I withdraw and focus on parenting and homeschooling alone, the worse I feel. Even though my husband doesn't do the teaching, I rely on him as a colleague in this homeschooling journey. I feel better when we're close, when I share struggles I'm having with particular kids or classes, and when my husband encourages me. I hear from many homeschoolers who boo and hiss when date nights are mentioned. The money and help required make them difficult. I understand that. I never saw my parents date when I was a child. Instead, our entire family would go to another's house to spend time, or vice versa. It's not the alone time we desire, but it allows for adult time. Alone time can be achieved by scheduling it into your day. Early, late, or on weekends during naps, or use screen time to occupy the kids so you can be alone. Listen to the episode I did with my husband on a healthy homeschooling marriage. If you avoid these six parenting traps of not having a discipline plan, not disciplining a child with special needs, not requiring chores, not setting limits on screen time, not inspecting what you expect, and not making your marriage a priority, you are much more likely to have a successful homeschool year. To share with me what parenting trap is the biggest challenge for you, comment at homeschoolsanity.com/parenting. That's where you will find all the links to this episode. Thanks again to our sponsor, Hebrew for Homeschoolers. Learn more about it at psychowith6.com/Hebrew. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.